With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rock.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
It's hard enough to go to Walmart these days, as it is. And then an unthinkable thing happened Monday in Spartanburg.
What is it? Everyone realizes they're all dressing the same to go to Walmart now? Those people doing it in pajamas had it right all along?
They did.
Some of them wearing rags, man. I'm talking about colors.
Oh, yeah.
Blood in, blood out. I'm telling this old lady, it's like, I don't think you know what you're wearing.
You know, that is something that I did not think about. Are gangs sticking to wearing masks associated with their colors?
They should. I mean, we got to identify it.
Do you agree now's not the time to wear that cool skull mask, you know, like you'd go play paintball in or, you know, shoot with?
You saying I shouldn't wear my red or blue bandana or black bandana out in public?
Don't wear the green or the yellow, just saying.
Which C are you in?
Which set you repping? If I see a Crip walking in Walmart, I'm going to back up.
He saw me, Fatboy saw me Crip walking earlier.
West
I just had
Coast,
to take a number two.
I would go for the blue.
Paige says she rides with the blue.
Okay.
I don't ride with the Kings either. Or the,
I wear purple.
Bloods, so.
Looks like I'm going to a family reunion.
I don't ride with anybody. I'll just wear a green one because I'm Irish.
But that's a good point.
I wear a green one.
I want one with an American flag on it.
I've seen those.
Well, were they made in the USA?
I might.
Did we get them for? I don't want to wear one that says made in China on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, guess what?
They all are.
Most likely. You can't make a mask out of one because you're like, you're not supposed to desecrate the flag. Can I even cut this fabric? I don't know. Same rules apply.
Let me tell you, if her morning tomorrow permits it, I will, for the second time only, have my girlfriend Caitlin come on and do a how-to about how to make masks at home. Because she showed me a thing she found on Etsy.
Is she doing the fold with the bands or is she sewing?
Let me ask her if I can release that information or not. Maybe in these trying times, she will make it public domain.
People have
something like that. Yeah,
the CDC
like that.
Has that on there, so it's.
Oh,
it's,
sorry, Caitlin.
I
beat you to
wanna,
it.
Don't want to burst her bubble, but that's okay. I think it's cool that she's doing that.
Well, she's not like giving them away.
She's so crafty.
We're stockpiling them at home.
All right. Well,
by the way, scrunchies might be running low soon.
She know how to scrunchies. She know how to make a ventilator by chance?
Oh,
yes, she does. Use that plumbing valve.
Oh God,
I have a bunch of those too.
Split it
every time. let me just real quick. There's a news story. We watch the news in here. It's on mute during the show, and there's always the same story. You've seen it where it shows that plumbing valve with the three heads on it.
It's a three-way elbow.
A three-way elbow, and Fatboy's body language, he gets so irritated when he sees this story that they repeat over on the news.
Because, you know, a hospital can mass produce them now, and they put out a story that says, well, an employee invented this contraption to split the ventilators.
Right.
I'm like, this has been a piece for as long as plumbers have existed. You can go to any big box home improvement retailer and buy a ton of them. They exist already. Nobody invented it, and he just figured out, hey, we could split off the hoses. Like, it's already been a thing. They are already mass-produced.
But the fact that they realize that that is a thing, that's awesome, though. You just say, why didn't they already realize it?
They should have. Or, you know, don't credit somebody with inventing something.
Well, they didn't need it at the time.
They didn't invent.
Well, yeah. But also, do you say that you have people taking apart their toilets now to have a ventilator, and they're going to be like, wait a minute. No. I got all this toilet paper now, though.
I got the black ball in the toilet. That could be a ventilator.
You still need it.
It's a crazy time.
Well, it
is. But at least they figured it out. I just don't understand where all the 3D printers are at now. Because a month or first of the year, you could 3D print anything. And now, like anything. And now all of a sudden, well, we can't 3D print?
Can't do it.
I don't know. Hmm. 3D print masks? Or these valves?
Okay, well, like, when Trump enacts the Defense Act, or, you know, you have to make these companies produce this stuff.
Right.
Is that all companies? Like, you know, the smaller ones too? Because some of these local companies should be making this stuff.
I don't know. Well, we'll have to.
If they have the means to.
Like, step it the hell up.
Well, this is a war against an invisible enemy. And in war times, like, you know, World War II, rations like steel. That's how plastic kind of got the ushering into the system, was that we had war rations about steel.
Yep.
And copper.
Copper.
They took away your gold in 1938, didn't they?
Well, the standard now.
Put you on that paper.
All right, somebody said they invented a different way to use this plumbing piece. I would even argue against that. I mean, you could look at it and say, hey, this pops on this way. Like, that wasn't even invented.
Maybe it helped.
I'm going to call Dipple and see if they have any.
Flow better. All right. Well, back to our story. At Dorman Center at the Walmart in Spartanburg, a man was arrested after being caught on camera attacking a woman with a big stick. We're talking a 5-foot long and 1-inch square.
It's too close.
Stick. According to the authorities, the victim was in the ambulance, and the suspect was detained when they arrived.
What, were they fighing over goods?
No, they interviewed the suspect, and he declined to speak, but they had to look at the surveillance footage, and they found that the man with his big stick...
Was he speaking softly carrying this big stick?
No, he was in the women's clothing department holding the big wooden stick, and he crouched down, according to the reports, behind a shelf and watched a few customers pass before he began hitting the victim in the head.
Was it Buford Pisser? You could take a selfie.
Four times.
With the stick. So the victim obviously tried to run away, fell to the floor, and employees helped her out.
Bless.
I don't know if I'd help.
What's?
I'd have to have gloves.
Was it a stick that he found? Like, was it a broom handle? Like, how does he get in the door now with a 5-foot stick?
That's wooden stick.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some things you'd get at the natural wonder store that make sound.
Oh, the rain sticks.
Yeah, was it a rain stick?
I don't know. Mm.
So that's a good question. If they don't have security and you see somebody walking around with a stick, you probably think they're, you know, a little off. You're not going to go up to them.
Or maybe they have some kind of disability.
What if it's a service stick? You know, you can't pet it, can't touch it, don't talk to it.
I don't know. How does he get in the door with that? But I try to go out with a 12-pack of... Diet Dr. Pepper on the bottom of my buggy, and they look at me up and down like, I need to see your receipt,
yes,
sir.
Yes, of course.
This son of a bitch walking in with a freaking cane pole, beating the hell out of people.
When I got the cards at the big box retailer, you know, they'll check the receipt, and then she just looks at me. She's like, oh, you good. You wouldn't take this. I'm like, you don't know me.
You don't know me very well.
At all. Like, you don't know who I am. I could take it.
Sir, I'm going to need to scan your butthole and make sure that you paid for that. Listen, Mark, Paige did the story earlier. It's
cameras
trending right now.
Everything's going to be scanned with that, even at the airport. Just wave it over.
Oh, no, that'd be awful at TSA. Yes. That's how you get through?
Yes.
You got to crab walk through the little thing?
Right, you just, like, hover over it. Like you're doing a squat with your pants down.
Is that what the real ID is?
Uh-huh.
You have to take a picture of that at the DMV.
That's what you have to do at the DMV.
I can't get that high. I can't aim it that high.
I can't even read with mine. Am I going to pooch it up on that thing and look in there and read the lines? Oh, silly. You go to
the road test or close?
You would have to use a wand in that case. Like at the grocery store. They would want you.
Oh, no.
It's a Harry Potter there joke, but I'm on a joke there. I'll leave it alone.
This is awful.
Said butthole too many times already. You're not going to get me to say butthole again.
So mature. All right.
I believe it was Theodore Roosevelt that said, speak softly and wash your hands and scan your butthole and carry a big stick to Walmart.
Now, was that the one that was riding his chair around the house like a little boy in the shinning? Or was that the other Roosevelt? I get them mixed up.
Shitting. Killing me.
He's talking about that Vili Harrington again, ain't he?
That was Vili.
Tall.
I knew he was from Macon.
That boy's about a foot and a half taller than that 5 foot tall stick that was in the Walmart, you understand?
Like he's like banjo.
He's like the guy Gulliver from back in the day. He used to walk around and pick apples off the tree. Ted Danson played him in a movie one time.
Oh, it was also Jack Black in the updated versions. But you can't see the movie theaters because guess what? Closed them.
Mm-hmm. You can't go. No.
Executive order.
I closed the picnic tables at your gas station, too. You can't sit there.
That's right. Sorry, ladies. You ain't going to be able to get near that hanky leg.
Remember
stanky leg?
Hanky leg.
You just do it the same way, but you sit around and you just look at it.
You better start a dance now.
Only difference is you moved to South Abroad with a whole lot of money.
Now sanitize y'all.
Oh, yeah, sanitize y'all.
Hanky leg.
Oh, so good. All right.
You got to blow your hair back in the wind.
Y'all wish Carol Campbell talked like this, don't you? You didn't get to do it. You had Fritz Hollins, but he wasn't a governor.
No, I wish I could do a good
Can't Fritz.
Can't make fun of Fritz.
It's pretty much the same thing. Just
a little bit more gravelly.
You step on the, you bite down on your tongue a little bit, and you talk your slow your words down a little bit, like Buff Coat and Beaver.
Henry, you want to go watch Buff Coat and Beaver for a little bit?
Buff Coat and Beaver. We're going to do a virtual happy hour.
Yes.
We're going to drink mint juleps, and we're going to watch Buff Coat and Beaver. You talking about Batman and Robin? No. It's these boys that sit around all the time.
These cartoon boys.
They do drugs and they drink and make fun of the neighbors and watch heavy metal music.
Yeah.
Bang the heads.
One of them's got an Against Christ Devil Child shirt on he wears on the couch. And the other one's got a Metallica shirt on.
One of them. That neighbor looked just like Hank Hill.
He did.
One of his boys
is yellow-headed and he walks around with his shirt on his head.
Yellow-headed.
Saying he's Captain Julio. That was the rapper, though, with the crazy hell.
He's on here talking about he needs TP for his bunghole. Guess what?
What?
We all need TP for our bungholes.
Need a camera for y'all's now.
Speaking of that, did you listen to Rise Guys? Paige said you can get your bunghole scanned now.
Well, you can.
With a toilet.
I might let that go through. There's some of you I want to check out.
I say.
Let me finish.
Today on Hakey Mac.
All right. I don't even know where to go now. Breathe in. Well,
can't go to the amusement park.
No. Oh my gosh. What are you going to do? Stay home. Watch Hanky Mac on TV.
Yeah, today at 4.
I mean, I look forward to it. I hope there's another press conference.
He's going
to
start coming out, like, you know how he has, like, the South Carolina State seal, like, embroidered on his shirt.
It's pretty casual.
He's going to start coming out. He's going to get sponsors. He's going to come out wearing, like, he's going to look like a fisherman with all the logos on his chest.
And come out. Flair.
Before we get started with my new executive order, I'd like to say a special shout out to Rob Inario.
We got Rob on this sleeve. We got Fowler's Bait Shop in West Pels on this sleeve.
Oh, looky here. You see the meat on my back? That's a Henry Smokehouse logo down there.
Nice. What's up, Tiger?
I'll turn around to the camera and I'll do the Rob Van Dam thing with my fingers so you'll see it. Socially distanced. No contact.
Of course.
What if he starts making fun of the sign lady, you know, when she's not looking? Like, what are you doing?
I didn't say that. I've learned a little bit. I've been watching you with your sign language over there. I didn't say that with that emotion.
What the hell are you waving your arms around for? I could hear just fine.
What do you mean I say theater wrong in industry?
Oh, so this is how you talk to deaf people? Wave your arms around like you running from a fire?
You look like you standing out front of a used car lot.
You're the flailing arm, dude. Usually some crazy hell and some wind blowing up your ass for a little bit.
You think Cogdell's off mic doing that to Carol while she's doing this? Sorry, Paige.
The two fingers in the tongue.
That's why Sessrich left. It's like, I'm tired of the jokes around here during the news.
You should come back. Look over. Look. Look over here, Carol. La, 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 la. Bet you don't mess up. Bet I can't make you laugh. La, la, la.
Oh, thank you.
Himself.
I needed the laugh. It was good for me.
Paige actually wrote down she needed a bathroom break during headlines. We just kind of improv that so she could run to the bathroom.
So good.
Thanks.
Well, Should I move on, or do you have any hanky more?
I'm hanky mouth
out. Hanky more?
Happens what happens.
All right. Well, it was gold. Alanis Morissette, she's home with her kids, and she's doing something different than most parents are doing. She's unschooling her kids.
What?
Which apparently means she lets the children decide on how they're going to engage and explore the world around them.
Oh, God. I don't know. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. You know, if they want to build a fort in the living room, why not let them do that? As long as they're learning somehow and they're not hitting each other and fighting.
As long as they name that fort Fort Sumter, I'm all right
with
it. No, that's, I wonder, is that like her being like new age progressive, or is that her just saying, I don't want to teach these kids. Let them just get on Google and YouTube and figure it out.
Yeah, figure out how you're going to do it. And like, they have certain areas, like spelling areas, or you can teach kids how to do different things during the day. I would do, if I had little kids, I would do science experiments and have them do that in the backyard or some, blow stuff up.
That's what happened to Nine, right? He was self-taught, and that's how he learned to
Google.
Yeah, start the internet and use it against people for his evil ways.
He's an internet bully, but only in person.
Yeah, that's where it started, self-taught.
You know that Alanis Morissette, you ever hear what she did in the theater?
No. I heard what that Pee Wee Herman did in the movie theater, though. They going to do it down here in mine.
Alanis Morissette was singing about the same thing Pee Wee Herman did in the theater.
Oh, I didn't hear nothing about that.
Oh, wait a minute. No. She was doing oral sex in the theater.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. I was watching Finding Dory. But sounded like somebody was finding Hornet. Not down here.
The kids also have no set hours.
That could be tough.
Yeah.
No set hours.
Yeah.
So like your kid goes to bed at 7 a.m.?
You know, it's funny you just said that, because I had a thought yesterday with not as many people working in the mornings and having to get up early. I was like, what if we did the show? We're doing it live. We're in studio right now. Sam's 9. He's at the doctor. It's not coronavirus. It's a leg situation. Cat's not back, but he'll explain when he gets here. But I was thinking, like, what if we, through all this, started doing 7 to 11 instead of 6 to 10? How do you feel about that? I've not ran it by anybody, and not that that would even matter. I was just thinking, like,
I mean, I could do whatever. It's not a huge difference to me, because I'm early anyway.
Our podcast number is still already good. Hendrix told me we are the longest-running podcast in the North and South Carolina. Like, we've been doing podcasts since 06 or 07. But our podcast numbers are huge right now. Obviously, people, I don't expect you, if you don't have to work or you don't have to get up to teach kids, I don't expect you to get up at 6 o'clock.
Now, did he tell you that because he got another award for it?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I got another number one club.
I told him, I said, you get another one of these number one awards, I will shave it down and use it as toilet paper.
Well, you may have to.
After watching that New Jack documentary on Dark Side of the Ring, I'm going to start smoking pencil shavings.
Oh, no. Really?
Ew,
I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to watch it today.
Lead poisoning.
You haven't seen that?
Not yet, but I'm going to today. I'm going to make it.
It's on Vice. It's called Dark Side of the Ring, and they have all these stories that you kind of knew stuff about wrestling-wise. Like, you knew the Benoit stuff, but the two-parter on the Benoit stuff.
Yeah, I saw that one.
That one's good. I watched the one about New Jack, which was terrifying. And then what was the other one I watched? About this other wrestler. You familiar with Bruiser Brody?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, a lot of people don't know that, sadly, but Bruiser Brody was murdered in Puerto Rico because allegedly they didn't agree on the outcome of the match.
Yeah. Oh, no. So it was a rival hit.
Yeah, and he got murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness.
And then I think no one was charged. It's really, really good.
I think some people told him, you know, leave well enough alone.
Yeah, if you've watched all the murder mystery documentaries on Netflix and all that, try that one on Vice.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You don't even have to like wrestling. It's a good whodunit. A lot of holy craps.
Hey, let me get your Netflix password or whatever you was talking about right there.
Netflix? Sorry.
Well, here's something to talk about. Did you know that 4% of these people in this study plan to go to Easter service in person at their church?
Yeah, I know. I said to my mom, and she's good. She ain't going.
You have to have a virtual egg hunt. You can't go out and do it in the grass.
You can. You just can't.
The prize eggs, you don't get the COVID.
Do the kids go and pick up the eggs wearing gloves? I'm not making a joke here. Like, if if parents or the Easter Bunny put them together with their hands, and then they're putting them down in the pollen-encrusted mulch, hiding them. That's where they all are, kids, are in the mulch.
Don't
That's why
away.
Truly all the people are running to Lowe's is to buy the yard stuff to hide the Easter eggs in. But so then you grab it, and kids, that's when you got to be a good parent. You got to tell the kids, when we go back in after Easter egg hunt,
wash your hands,
open the eggs, wash your hands.
It's the only reason kids like Easter. It's not the service. It's the eggs and the prize eggs.
Same thing for Christmas.
It's not the dinner.
When you put 20 quarters in the egg and they shake all of them.
Well, 24% of the people will attend a virtual service from their home. I don't know about the rest of the people. They may not go or, you know, they didn't care.
Yeah. I don't know. Sinners. I will watch church on, I will attend virtual services. That sounds better.
I'm kind of liking them, actually.
I don't know who to watch because, like, I'm not, like, I'm being honest. If for real, if you have a local church, I don't want, like, lasers and live bands. But, like, and y'all are doing a virtual service on Sunday. I'm being real as a heart attack. Send me a link to it. I'd like, I don't want to watch a mega one. Like, who's the guy that looks like the evil character in Santa Claus 3, the preacher? He looks like Martin Short.
Osteen?
Joel Osteen. His virtual Easter service features performances by Mariah Carey and Kanye West.
I mean, he's loaded.
I want to watch. I'd like to watch a Southern Baptist church with some singing.
Yeah, I want it. I want it simple and soulful.
Welcome to the Easter service, y'all. Look at here. We got some eggs. We got some meat.
I know the answer. I was going to say, can I drink during the virtual church service? But
red wine.
You better not be drinking old
beer. I'm a Southern Baptist, Paige.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not Catholic like you.
Oh, okay.
We use grape juice. We didn't have wine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll be drinking to my service.
I'm Episcopalian. So
but it's Sunday brunch, too.
Well, that's afterwards.
I need mimosas.
Episcopalian.
I'm going to miss that on Sunday.
A Poopscopalian.
Oh, thank you for that.
Buford Pusser.
Don't make him
that
say that again.
That was the cop with the big stick.
Don't make him say that again.
Walking.
Hey, you want to celebrate some birthdays?
Celebrity birthdays.
Robin Wright.
Robin Wright.
Jenny.
Oh, yeah.
Forrest Gump.
She was the Princess Buttercup, too, from The Princess Bride.
Man, I haven't watched that in a while.
And Claire Underwood from House of Cards.
It's on every time.
That's another thing. Tell me when you're sending links to your church, also send me links to movies I saw years ago I should go back and watch.
Right.
I'm going to need the ultimate super fan to know that. But a movie that I used to have seen before, but I should go watch again. Like Princess Bride.
I love that
it's
movie.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
I will say that Andre the Giant Jenny. Jenny Gump. They never officially married, though, did they? Yes, they did.
Yeah, I thought they
did. Didn't the kid have AIDS?
No.
It was alluded to, but it was never really said. No, she said, he's all right.
Don't worry about the lesions on his head.
That was good acting. Like, Tom Hanks playing, you know, you've seen Forrest Gump by now, I can tell you this.
Thank you.
That he lost his legs.
You've seen the screen test? That wasn't the original accent.
Lieutenant Dan.
Go watch those on YouTube, the Tom Hanks screen test for Forrest Gump. He used a completely different voice. And now would you...
Hello there, I'm Forrest Gump.
That wouldn't work.
I was running.
Mama.
That wouldn't work. It ended up right.
My mama, she always said, a lot of people don't know Hank and Mac was the original.
You know, my mother always said, you know, life's like chocolates. You know, you got to have a whole box of them when you get on.
No, that would be awful.
I'm from Alabama, can't you tell?
Lieutenant Dan, you got no legs. Forget about it.
I believe you said you had to go pee. That's what I'm going through.
Although that did sound like Hanky Mack with the line,
it did.
Boy, your mama sure doesn't care about your schooling, boy.
Boy, what's wrong with your legs, boy? I was shaking them around and braces on them. Your mama's going to need some of them in a minute.
Hanky Mack was the first one.
But Robin Wright, though, is
how old is that lady?
54.
Six?
She's 54 today.
I'm a dead boy.
Biz Markie.
Uh-oh.
What's up, son?
I got a little story to tell you. Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make
kind of hate this song?
You do?
You do?
Yeah, everybody sings.
All right, don't play it.
Oh, come you on. Like you've got to hit the.
I mean, it's his birthday.
Yeah, I mean, he got to.
And us playing it, he's getting like 3 cents off this.
Only the chorus.
Yeah. Biz Markie, I don't know that I want to sit here through all that to get to the chorus. I will say Biz Markie is. How is Biz Markie still alive and Joe Diffie's dead?
Man, the world's not fair.
I would say Biz Markie is 61.
58?
56 today. Also celebrating a birthday today, Bo Duke!
John Schneider?
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's all right.
You don't like
Well, him? No, yes, I do. Fat Boy's looking for Waylon right now.
I want the remix.
Just when we're about to get to Biz.
I don't know.
You got what I need. Don't act like you don't like it. But you say he just. All right.
Look like Beethoven.
let him do a solo.
Oh, baby.
Dudes, they got what you need. Right between both their knees.
You know, that's one of those hip-hop songs that I actually like, too.
Yeah. I'll sing that one now.
A lot of people don't know that I tried to get 95 South and change their names to 85 South, you know, for the Palmetto State.
You better believe you're going to sit your ass in the house.
Who else is having a birthday?
Bo.
Bo Duke. I was doing that for Fat Boy as a reminder. I'm going to say John Schneider is...
Oh.
61.
Four.
John Schneider is 60 today.
I'll be stuck in the house because that's my old...
Before I...
How's Cooter doing?
We're about to find out.
Oh, boy. All right, so... A big celebrity on the show, Kane Hodder, celebrating a birthday.
Oh, this is where I hate Jimmy Jack is not here. Kane Hodder, guest of the show, once or twice at least. I got to meet him in person at HorrorCon or whatever it was.
Oh, Hodder not?
No, it was Walking Dead Con or whatever it was. He was there. I got a hockey mask signed by him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Dude,
transition.
That would be fun, is if you had a Jason mask that was cut off half, and it's a coronavirus mask.
We got one.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like subliminally
cut
printed.
Cut in half, where?
Okay, it's a coronavirus mask.
Yeah.
But instead of the blue or the white or whatever, it looks like a hockey mask. That would be badass.
But the bottom's cut off. You just cover the eyes.
Gotcha.
I will say that Kane Hodder, I actually know this, is he's 63.
62?
Kane Hodder is 65 today.
His documentary is great, To Hell and Back. You should watch it.
What is that on?
It might be on one of the streaming services.
Bloodhub? It's on Bloodhub.
Might be on Shudder.
Yeah.
Shudder. All right, well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back right after this.
The radio.com app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Now, 3.3 The Planet.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
I'm not putting words in your mouth, am I, Rachel? Or anything in your mouth?
No.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm glad you appreciate that. I know y'all are tense and nervous and everything right now, but, you know. What's this? Are you coughing? Do that in your elbow, please.
You got her choking on some coffee.
Yeah. I sure did.
All right.
Oh, darling, I'm washing my hands like 15 times a day.
Thank you, Conway Twitty. I appreciate that.
Darling.
Nice to see you. All right, when he answers the phone, we're going to dial the number. When he answers the phone, you're going to just talk to him as though you just called him. You'll probably freak him out calling him this early. He's going to probably think you rode through a road check last night and need bail money or something. I don't know. But when he answers, it'll just be the two of you talking. Now, it'll be broadcast on the radio, but we won't let him know any of that's happening until you finally reveal that you no longer want to be his pretend girlfriend. Okay?
Okay.
Fat Boy, even through these trying times, do I still have to ask legally if she's sure she wants to do it? He gave me a thumbs up. Yes. Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes, okay. I'm sure.
All right, they make me do that, even there in these trying times. All right, Fat Boy's dialing the number. When we get a ringing, it'll be just the two. Okay, here we go. It's Truth and Consequences.
Hello?
Hey. What are you doing?
Hey, not much really. About to check in for work and, you know, see what I got to deal with today. Why, what's up? What are you doing?
Not much really. I wanted to talk to you, but I didn't really want to text you.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know, you're lucky then because you know how I am with the phone. Unless it's work or a friend, I ain't answering it.
Yeah, no. So I'm glad I got you now because there's something I need to tell you.
What are you? Are you gay now? Is that it? Did I guess it?
No, that's not it.
I mean, not fully. Maybe, you know, a little bit, but
no, it's fine. But it does. It does have to do with our current situation.
What do you mean?
I mean, as in me being your girlfriend, fake, or whatever.
All right, okay. What are you, you're not happy with the current situation, arrangement, if you would?
I mean, not really.
You want to go more? You want to go more? I mean, I can see if we can work in some extra, you know, meetings. I mean, it probably won't be an issue.
No, don't do that. The issue is I don't really want to do it anymore.
You mean altogether not anymore at all?
Yeah, I mean, look, it was fun, but then something happened. I mean, these people want to be friends and hang out. I can't keep this up.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I thought that was kind of a dick move anyway, like him pushing for a friendship, but, you know, whatever. I was more bummed about it because it complicated things, but, hey, I was just going to roll with it. You know how I am.
Yeah, I just feel like at this point it's a hassle and it's just too much to keep up with.
Yeah, I mean, I see where you're coming from for sure. I just got to think about what to do next, you know?
I mean, these things don't always last, and maybe it's just run its course, you know? I mean, it might be done with anyway.
I mean, as far as we go, maybe, but I think there's more in that as well. I mean, if I think of a different angle, you know?
Has everything that's been going on with the country, I mean the world, actually being on lockdown kind of changed you any?
Yeah, I mean, I work from home and we don't go out. I mean, that's about it.
Look, it's honestly made me think that maybe partying and whatever we're like doing, fake swinging or whatever, I mean, maybe I don't need all of that anymore.
Whoa, don't tell me you're not giving up on the bottle, are you? I mean, you can't strand us like this. Come on. You can't leave me and the Captain Morgan on an island all by ourselves, you know?
No, not give it up, but slow down a lot. Maybe you should, too.
Look, I mean, I'll always drink and nothing about what's happening recently is going to change that. But look, I can see where you're coming from here.
Yeah, I'm sorry to ruin the fun for you, but I don't think I can do it anymore. Sorry.
Hey, it's cool. It's cool. I think I can get something else going away. So don't worry about me. It's all good, Rachel.
Dude, that's such a weight lifted off of me. I was struggling with this. I'm just
I'm glad it's over.
Good morning. I'd like to jump in right now. Brent, good morning. This is you're on the radio right now, actually. This is the Rise Guys, 93.3 The Planet.
So
I feel like you knew that.
Oh,
you knew you were on the radio, didn't you? I feel like you knew that. I feel like you had some you were walking. Go ahead.
I mean, I've listened to you guys a couple times. I mean, it didn't really cross my mind, but now that you tell me, I guess it kind of makes sense. I mean, I think it's hilarious, though.
Think he got tipped off?
I don't know. I just, the way he was, I don't know, it sounded odd to me. So, I mean, you're sitting here, I don't know, man. Like, listen, let me say this. I don't know you, but, like, don't be running around having sex right now. Don't be going to parties. Don't do it. God bless. And also, this is your friend here. I mean, I don't want to, again, put words in her mouth or anything else, but you said, oh, I'll get something else going along here soon. Good Lord.
Hey, look, I don't hold any ill feelings towards Rachel at all. I mean, trust me, she's still one of my good friends, and we're always going to be good friends. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to miss seeing her naked as much in the coming time, because, you know, I mean, she's hot, but I mean, you know, what do you want me to say? But it's all good. I see where she's coming from, you know?
Yeah, I guess. You can't really make somebody do it.
Yeah.
I'll save that for afterwards. So this is such an odd thing. Like, I feel like there's people like you that are still going out living life like it's normal right now. Like, still just running over, you're hooking up, like, all this stuff. Oh, my God.
I hope that's not true.
I'm just too much of a germaphobe. I mean, even if it's, I don't ever sleep around during flu season, regular flu season.
Well, you got cause to be now.
Oh, God.
Hey, look, I mean, with all that's going on, I'm still not ready to give this up. You know, it's this lifestyle is kind of a game to me, you know, and it's exciting. I mean, I'm having fun for right now, and, you know, I'll figure something out, you know. I mean, I'm not excited about being friends with these people, but, you know, she's hot, and I'm going to keep trying until it's officially done, you know.
The thought of just having
a new set of victims.
The thought of having just victims. Watch out with that talk in this trying time. Okay. All right. So that's it. But the friendship will remain. Is that what you're saying, Rachel?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to stop being friends with him. I just don't want to be friends with them.
I will say this.
Weird,
I don't think that you can be friends with benefits and then decide you're not going to do that and remain friends.
No, because of jealousy.
Just all kinds of stuff. Anybody listening, I dare you to prove me wrong. You don't go from being friends with benefits to just being friends, and then y'all move on to different relationships, right, and you remain friends. Bull crap.
But somebody likes someone more than the other person, generally, in friends with benefits, and someone wants a relationship.
This spices it up. This spices everything up in life. You know, I think it's fun. I mean, I think it's hilarious. You guys called me, to be honest. I love it.
I hate your laugh. You remind me of the guy on McMillions when he's
Doug. Hate you, Doug.
An awful laugh. Don't ever be in the audience if I'm performing.
Me and Rachel are still going to hang out. Me and Rachel are still going to hang out and be friends, and we'll hang out normally, like, you know, we have in the past. You know, we'll still be good friends. I'm not doubtful about that.
And if Rachel, if that happens, he's gonna you're gonna end up sleeping with him again.
No.
All right.
Oh, no. Hey, if it happens, it happens. I mean, I'm not opposed to that either, you know?
Goodness.
It's gonna happen again.
Probably.
It's gonna happen again. Okay. All right. Brent, I have to say, I kind of enjoyed talking to you, but at the same time, you seem like such a prick. I'll be honest. I'm just in this trying time, can I not be honest about how I feel?
You got to be.
I mean, but your life, though.
You know, we gotta have some fun, man. You know, it's you know, I'm a decent guy. I'm a cool guy. I mean, I can't fret over this stuff. You know, I don't want my relationship to be gone with Rachel completely, you know, so, you know, it's all good. It's cool, man.
What's her best attribute of being a friend? This is telling right here. What's her best attribute of just being a friend?
I mean, she's a good listener, we just click well. She's easy to get along with.
It means you talk too much.
You know, we...
you don't ever listen to her.
She said he's a good-looking guy.
I listen to her.
Yeah.
I listen to her. You know, she's cool.
Yeah. She said you look like a heavier Dwight Yoakam. All right. Brent, I imagine, just imagine you are going to talk more probably after this call. So we're going to say goodbye to you and be safe out there.
Oh, you guys too. All right. Thanks for calling. I'm glad you did.
Enjoy your life.
Enjoy your life. All right. Rachel, you should not be friends with him based off him laughing at his own jokes. When you say something funny, you pause for a minute, maybe wait for a laugh. But he's like, to get the other side. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I know. It's been very, very telling today of what he's been saying.
Rachel, let me ask you a question before we go to break here. I want you to be honest with me right now. I want you to be honest with the... It's probably 350,000 listening right now. A lot of people are sleeping later.
You lie.
You have feelings for him? Like, if he, you had boyfriend feelings for him, didn't you?
Oh, no. No, no.
Okay. Right. I just felt like
we
that.
We like to party together, and all of that is fun. But the only feelings that I'm having right now is that it's time to make my life a better life.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might not be friends
anymore. Games.
I don't think
I mean, I'm getting ready to turn like 34 years old here this year, and it's just time to stop this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if it's not for you, it's not for you. So
we're going to call you on your birthday, and we're going to find out if you had sex with him, and then sing you happy birthday.
We're going to find out.
All right, y'all can do that.
All right, you have a good morning, and you stay strong, be safe, wash your hands, okay?
Thank y'all. You too. Be
all right.
Well.
All right. You be
that's
weller.
That's nice. Thank you.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
I figured everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, and joined our premium Snap.
Hell yeah.
I got to work it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's your turn to be a little revealing.
Which side of the hole in the wall do I stand, though?
You're supposed to put your mouth up against the one and just wait.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'll show you.
Millican Park today, noon. Join us tomorrow, would you? A all-new Facebook Fuzzin'. My thought is maybe, depending on what the doctor told him, maybe Jimmy Jack Jackie could Skype Fuzzin'. With us.
Oh, hope so.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. If we have to double up, fine.
Yeah.
You might not feel like it.
Well, that's true. So Facebook Fussin' tomorrow, as well as day 17 of Fonnaroo, the world's first ever live musical concert festival performed exclusively by phone during a pandemic. You want to be part of it? Get the word out? Text phone to 72341. And while you're at it, get today's podcast, go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and you can also text podcast 72341. Paige has verified, she put an executive order in there that she will rock you at work today or at home.
Wherever I need to rock
Wherever you are calling home and you're hunkering down, because I done closed everything, she'll rock you at work. Fat Boy, 5 a.m., Rise Guys Rewind. We're going to go live at 6. Thank you all for listening. For real, stay safe, be blessed, wash your hands. It is good.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rock.
Bye, baby, bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.